Robin Hood flower, Robin Hood flower, the all-purpose flower, Robin Hood flower.
Well, howdy, neighbors. You're just in time for the Robin Hood Saturday night party.
Howdy. We're so glad to be here. Yes, we just had to be here for the fun. We're shouting howdy. Make with a friendly spirit. That's how we like to hear it done.
Believe me, friends, June is busting out all over, and so is the fun here at Pappy Weezer's big old farmhouse. The whole bunch, Gus, Jim and Curly, Gramps, Archibald Simpkins, and of course Pappy Weezer himself, are all ready to do a little celebrating. So come on now and join the gang at the Robin Hood Saturday Night Party.
Start it off by shaking hands, show your neighbor where he stands by saying howdy.
Yes, sir.
Cousin Jack, just a minute here. I think maybe I'd better warn you not to expect too much out of the boys tonight. They really been slaving these last couple of days. Been trying to make up for that day off in the middle of the week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My old Curly over there even broke 2 spade handles yesterday.
You mean from working too hard?
No, from leaning on them.
Oh, well, now, don't you worry about Curly, Pappy. If he wants to do any leaning tonight, that bass fiddle of his can prop him up. And I'll bet Curly and the boys wouldn't mind leaning into a number right now to get this party rolling. How about it, fellas?
Yes, sir.
I love you true from the start. But you tried to fool my trusting heart. You know that cheating never pays. You better mend your ways. Cause actions speak louder.
That song does something to me, boys. Puts me in a bright, cheery mood.
Good, but Jack, you're always cheerful. Of course, I've never seen you early in the morning.
Now, that's when most of us do need a lift. And ladies, a wonderful way to make your folks happy is to serve them piping hot biscuits for breakfast. Light, fluffy, golden-crusted biscuits you've made with Robin Hood all-purpose flour. That's one of the best ways I know of for starting the day off right. And you know, when you use Robin Hood, everything you bake has that extra goodness everyone always notices. Robin Hood makes the most delicate textured cake, the flakiest pie crust, the most delicious cookies.
I know what you mean. They're really different.
Yes, because Robin Hood is different. It's a million-dollar secret blend, guaranteed to give you perfect results or your money back plus 10%. So, ladies, get Robin Hood flour. The priceless ingredient in every recipe.
You know, Cousin Jack, these here new June brides ought to start right out using that Robin Hood flour, too. Then they wouldn't get themselves into no embarrassing situations like the gal that's just moved in down the road from us a piece.
Oh, I agree with you, Curly. But what happened to your new neighbor?
Well, t'other night she had her husband's best friend over for dinner, see? And he was so took with her cooking, he sent her a present next day.
Why, I think that was very thoughtful, Curly.
Yeah, he thought about it all night. When she opened the box, there was 2 chisels and a mallet.
Oh, well, she shouldn't be discouraged, Curly. With Robin Hood flour and a little practice, her cooking will get better every day. You know, it takes work to do anything well. Now, you take Gus over there. He probably has to practice on that guitar all during the week to entertain the folks here every Saturday night. By the way, Gus, just what do you find to be the hardest thing about that guitar?
To pay the installments.
Oh, Cousin Jack, you know...
You know, Cousin Jack, it just doesn't pay to be extravagant. Last week, I got myself in a heap of trouble singing about that bouquet of roses. Gave Clementine some ideas. So tonight, I'm cutting her down. This here is just one rose.
Okay.
You're as sweet as the red rose in June, dear. I love you and adore you, I do. Each night through Loveland we wander, sweetheart, telling love stories anew. Out of a blue sky, a dark cloud came rolling, breaking my heart in two. Don't leave me alone, I love only you. You're the one rose that's left in my heart.
You know, Gus, it just doesn't seem to matter how many roses you sing about. It always comes out mighty pretty. Those are just the kind of songs the folks like to hear, what with summer coming on and all. And say, Archibald, guess summertime means your school must be out, isn't it?
Yes, and none too soon, my friend. The life of a country school teacher is not an easy one. I'm not only expected to teach the children, but educate the parents as well.
Now, Arch, aren't you being a little hard on the folks?
No, Cousin Jack, it's all too true. Just yesterday, Willie brought a note from his mother saying every morning when she went out in the yard, she found several of her chickens all cold and stiff, with their feet protruding into the air. And she wanted to know what was wrong.
Well, she did have a problem. So I didn't know you were a poultry expert, Archibald. What did you tell her?
What could I tell her? I just wrote her a note and said, Dear Madam, your chickens are dead.
Now, Archibald, I know I'm not in any position to be giving you advice, but maybe you'd just better stick to teaching the kids. Of course, you do right well with that steel guitar, too. As long as you're up here now, why don't you play something for the folks?
Thank you.
Oh, wasn't that nice? I'll just bet old Archie spent all his holiday last Wednesday working on that tune for this party tonight.
Well, you can be blamed sure I didn't spend no time sitting around picking on no guitar for my holiday.
I thought you'd been quiet about long enough, Gramps, and I can see you're just itching to talk. So go ahead and tell us how you spent your day.
Night and day is more like it, son. I wanted to get an early start for my fishing, so I went out Tuesday night. Took my tent along and put her up right by the lake. Mm-hmm. But that was a mistake, son. Yep, I did wrong there. I forgot to allow for the mosquitoes. Yeah. But you know, Cousin Jack, a whole swarm of them things come along. They was big as horses. Oh. They just settled down all over that there tent.
Gave you a lot of trouble, eh, Grant?
Why, carn darn it, son, when I woke up the next morning, them mosquitoes had stripped all that canvas clean off that tent. And there I was, sleeping under the bare pole.
Well, I reckon as how that must have been the same bunch of mosquitoes that come a-swarming out after me that day.
They did, eh? Yeah. Well, how'd you know they was the same mosquitoes?
Why, found it, Gramps. It was all a-wearing canvas overalls.
Oh, that does it. Jim, you bring Gus and Curly over here and break this up, will you? Singing, boys. But right now, the folks all want to do a little dancing. They all square their sets over there and are ready to go. You fellas got something there they can dance to?
Robin Hood Flower, Robin Hood Flower, the old purple flower, Robin Hood Flower.
Want to give your folks a treat, bake some bread that can't be beat. Bake some bread with Robin Hood, and you'll be sure it's mighty good. America's fastest growing flower, Robin Hood, all purple flower, the $1 million secret blend, the flower in which you can.
You know, it's a real satisfaction to bake with Robin Hood, because then you can always be sure of wonderful success. Yes, no matter what recipe you're following, whether it's for a rich butter cake, your favorite cream pie, a batch of ginger cookies, or good white bread, just remember Robin Hood's the priceless ingredient in every recipe. It's guaranteed to bring you perfect results or your money back plus 10%.
Robin Hood Power, Robin Hood Power.